Voices that inspire the extended interview.
I'm Powell K. Kreese, and I am the Chain of Parks Art Festival Manager.
So what does it mean to be the Chain of Parks Art Festival Manager? What does that mean?
Well, it's a bit broad, but to be the Chain of Parks Art Festival Manager is to really start from beginning to end of all of the logistic planning, preparing marketing content so that people know about the festival and can come. It's working with the different vendors, so entertainers, food vendors. We always do special additional programming. So we've got our Chalk Art Oasis and the Children's Park. So there's just a lot of planning involved. So my goal is to get our chair, Kelly Dozier's vision of the festival from point A to point B and have everyone come and have a good time.
So are you involved in selecting the artists? Do they apply to be a part of it? How does that work?
So we are a national juried art festival, so we get about 300 applications from artists from all over the world. But we've then have a jurying system. We've got about 10 jurors that review all of the applications and provide a score, and artists that hit a certain score are invited. And we aim to have about 150 artists. This year we have 170, but usually we aim for between 150 to 170.
So what makes you like doing this? What's the joy in this for you?
Oh, the joy is really just getting people excited about art and to showcase downtown Tallahassee. You know, there are not a lot of events that happen, and it's a really, really beautiful area of our community. It's all about supporting Lemoyne Arts and continuing to bring the community together through art and have an exciting free opportunity for people to jump into culture in a different way.
Is art part of your background?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I have been very art-focused my entire life, much from the encouragement of my mom. But I did Lemoyne summer camp when I was a kid, and I went to the School of Arts and Sciences and Sale High School, which has a big focus on art. And then I got my degree in painting, drawing, and printmaking at the University of North Florida. And then I was a jewelry designer at Chico's headquarters for about 6 years until I moved home.
So where was that? Where were you doing that? Where's Chico's headquarters?
It's down in Fort Myers, Florida. So I did their jewelry and accessories for many years, and I loved it, but I was ready to come home.
So you grew up in Tallahassee,
mm-hmm.
and you felt the pull to come back. What was that pull to come back?
Well, my parents are still here, and I loved my work at Chico's, but it was hard to establish community. It's a lot of transient folks that are there for maybe a year or two, a lot of snowbirds. And I was just craving a bit more of that. So Tallahassee, I always knew I wanted to come back. I love it here. But I also knew I needed to step away for a little bit and see what else was out there.
Tell me a bit about the sort of renaissance that's happening at Lemoyne. I mean, we talked a little bit about that earlier. But mm-hmm. what do you think is fueling this renaissance at Lemoyne right now?
I think Lemoyne is having a renaissance because the community is really investing in what we're doing. We've got a new and energized staff. We've got a wonderful board who have really helped get investors to come and repay attention to Lemoyne, because like all nonprofits, you have good years and bad years, and we almost didn't make it through the pandemic, but with the support of our artists and community, we've been able to grow, and more and more people are coming, and we're just very excited.
When you think of the creative community of Tallahassee, and you grew up here, so you have, mm-hmm. you know, you've seen it from many sides, do you think that there is a strong art community here? Like, what's your interpretation of it?
I do think there's a strong art community. It's small but mighty. There are a couple of really great venues for people to get to see art, but I'd say Lemoyne is one of the big hubs. We're just so central, and we've been around for a long time, and we sort of consider ourselves to be a incubator of art, and so we get a lot of new artists that have never shown in a gallery before, and so we like to open up that opportunity as well as showcase maybe more esteemed artists that have a bit more of a reputation. So it's a really nice mix of getting everyone excited about art.
So with the festival, how many people usually come to that festival?
Oh, gosh. So we estimate between 35 and 40,000 throughout the weekend. Saturday's the big day. Sunday's usually a little bit quieter, but still very strong. You know, it's a free event in downtown Tallahassee, and we've got something for everyone. So even if they're not interested in art, they might be there to see the music or to check out the food trucks or have their kids do something artistic for a few hours just to give their parents a break. So there's just so much to do. We bring a lot of people there.
And the artists, they get to sell their works, right? So yes. Do you have a sense of how much revenue is generated by that?
Yes, we get an artist survey at the end of each festival, and we ask them to report their sales. And some make thousands and thousands. Some make a bit more of a modest income, but it's seems to be consistently successful for everyone. I think we average around 5,000 per artist.
So of the 170 artists that are coming, going to be part of it this year, what percentage of those are repeat artists that come back, like love to come back every year?
So it's different each year, but since it is a juried festival, it's not a guarantee that we're going to have return folks, though we love to have them. It's really whoever juries with the highest score. So depending on the year, I'd say we've got about 60% returning, and then there's a 40% that either are brand new or maybe were gone for a few years and have come back. So it's a bit of a mix, but we want people to know that their favorites will be there, and then there will be plenty of new artists to discover and start collecting with.
You're working a lot in art. You know, you're at the Lemoyne, you're doing this festival. How do you personally stay creative?
How do I stay creative? That's a good question. I'd say I have a naturally very inspired mind, and I'm constantly looking for a way to exercise that creativity. I definitely enjoy painting. I've always made jewelry, so pretty much anytime somebody needs a gift, I work on it if I can. I haven't been able to paint quite as much as I would like to, but I'm hoping that this summer I might have a chance to explore that a bit more.
What type of painting do you like to do?
Oh, gosh. I like to paint portraits often, nature. I'm experimenting with some new styles right now, so that's been fun. But I'd say, in general, my favorite will always be portraiture.
Are there particular artists that inspire you?
Oh, gosh, so many. I've been a longtime avid fan, as well as somebody who has a modest ability. There are lots of artists locally that I'm completely enamored by. I'm so impressed with the talent in our community. But then I also, of course, love many of the classics that I learned about in school and have gotten to see their work in museums around the world.
So for the people who maybe haven't really understood art and its power and its value, what would you say to them? Like, how to become more art forward in your life?
Well, I'd say the first start is just going and looking. Coming to the festival is a great opportunity. Many people say that they came there for one thing but ended up falling in love with an art form and became a patron, and they'd buy their first work of art ever at the festival. I think it's pretty obvious at this point that art can ignite significant emotional responses, negative, positive, controversial. But it has quite a bit of power that tends to be undervalued, and I think once that switch has been turned on, it's hard not to be excited about visual art.
I agree. I was an art history major in college, and art history. I've always loved art, so I can't imagine a world without art. And it doesn't have to be complicated, you know.
No, it's whatever speaks to you. Some people will see an abstract painting and they'll be like, "I don't get it. I could do that." And then some people see it and it stirs something in them, and they say, "I don't have the words to explain why it means something to me, but it does." So I think it's just educating yourself, listening to your gut, and being adventurous.
So what keeps you inspired in your day-to-day work, in your life? Like, what gets you excited?
I am inspired by seeing people react to artwork in a passionate way. It's very rare that someone goes to an exhibit at LeMoyne and doesn't have some kind of reaction, usually very positive. It's really rewarding to see people smile and engaged and curious. And so that's what kind of drives me when I'm feeling a little overwhelmed or tired. I just know that I'm doing something really good for the community, and I want it to be the best experience possible for the artists as well. I want people to come to them and have them excited about what they're working on.
Well, you've said a lot of great things. Is there anything else you'd like to add to this conversation?
I think it's important for young people to see art in person. I recognize and appreciate how technology has made it so that we all have a lot more access to behind the scenes and the finished product of a lot of artwork. But I think there's something about looking at it in person and seeing the textures and feeling the scale that really is what makes an impact. And so if there is an opportunity, like at the Chain of Parks Art Festival, where you can go view work from over 150 fine artists in person and talk to them, that's really what's going to be a meaningful life experience. And I just hope that for everyone, especially young kids who maybe are curious but don't have the access to maybe a more exclusive art space. So I like the idea that the festival opens it up to everyone.
Yeah, kudos to you for making it free. I mean, that's just a remarkable gift to the community.
We try. You know, we think it's important.
Well, Pal, I appreciate you coming in and talking with me and sharing your passion for art and the work you're doing at LeMoyne and this really important institution that's such a part of Tallahassee. So thank you for all that you're doing to make its renaissance felt by all.
Thank you for the opportunity. I really appreciate it. I'm Powell K. Kreese. I'm the Chain of Parks Art Festival Manager, and I love being part of this community.